This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. We are reaching towards the end of the day of Qiyamah, and as we mentioned yesterday, after the judgment is done and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will group people into batches depending on what they worship, by now we should be very, very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this entire religion comes down to La ilaha illallah. What is it that you are worshipping? And some might say, well, what about the atheist who doesn't believe in anything? Ultimately, everybody is a slave to something else. Either it is another deity, either it is Allah, either it is to some idol, to some other creation, to money, or to yourself. The one, as Allah says, have you not seen the one who has taken his own self as his ilah? He decides what is halal and haram. He does whatever he wishes. And this is the same kind of shirk like Fir'aun, who said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am Allah. This is basically the same. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will group everyone based on what it is they worship. And one by one, the mushrikeen, Allah protect, will be grabbed. Allah will say, Khuduhu faghullu, grab them, seize them, shackle them, put chains on them. Fil jaheem sallu, and chuck them into the fire. And we mentioned the ayah of Surah Tabarak, that every time a group is cast into Jahannam, it will erupt and it will explode and it will make a roaring sound. And then we'll talk about, inshallah, after this evening, Jahannam, and Allah protect us from Jahannam. Jahannam, what it is and its depths and its nature. Jahannam is filled with flames, but it's pitch black. The fire of Jahannam is pitch black. And it's completely dark, yet it is boiling with fire. And so one by one, these groups will be thrown into Jahannam. And these are through the 8 gates of Jahannam. You'd find in the Quran, Allah says, أُدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, that whoever goes through these gates, it will be as if though they will never ever come out. And the only group that will remain will be the people who testified that they were Muslim. Some of them were sincere Muslims. Some of them were Muslims who committed many, many sins. The Muslim that, may Allah protect, did major sins, drank alcohol, committed zina. And also the munafiq that on the outside was a Muslim. So on his deeds, he has salah. He has all the good deeds on the outside, but only Allah knows what's on the inside. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, would say to this group, why are you still standing here? And they will say, we are waiting for Allah so that we can worship Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make Himself, reveal Himself to them. And they would fall down in sujood. Then, when that is done, the believers have one last hurdle before they can get to Jannah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then that a kind of, they all will be in a darkness. All the light will disappear. It will become pitch black on this plane of Qiyamah. And they will be given, the believers will be given a lamp, a lantern. Some will be given a bright light. Some will just have like a little torch on their fingertips. And they would be told to cross over a bridge that lays over Jahannam. And this is called the Sirat. And Allah says in the Quran that everyone, yuwariduha, that every single person must pass by Jahannam. Not pass through Jahannam, but must cross over it. And this is the Sirat. And this is sort of the last hurdle. And the Nabi says, this bridge, this Sirat, this barrier, this tunnel over Jahannam, it is slippery, it is sharp, it is thin like a hair's length. And all around it, there are hooks and thorns trying to drag the person into Jahannam. And so you can imagine, subhanAllah, can you imagine, this pitch black, and all you can see down is Jahannam, the depths of Jahannam. And so the Nabi Sallam, as we said, and subhanAllah, he is always the man on Qiyamah, that he will be the first person to take this Sirat on, and he will cross over like lightning. And then the Nabi Sallam would stand, and that's why he said, if you want to find me on Qiyamah, I'll be at the Sirat. What's he doing at the Sirat? Making dua, Allahumma sallim, sallim, encouraging, come over, calling the believers to come over. And so, one by one, the believers will cross over. And the Nabi Sallam says that the first batch will cross over like the speed of light, like lightning. Not even for a moment they would pause. And then some would go like a wind. And some would go like the birds. And some would go like a runner. And eventually some people will jog. And some people go and they'll be scratched and grabbed, but they will make it over, cut and bruised. And some people, subhanAllah, they will tumble and they will be dragged over. Meaning some of the other believers would pull them over. Wow, what a beautiful image. And some, subhanAllah, will be grabbed by these hooks and they will be dragged into Jahannam. And so Allah mentions this, where Allah says in the Quran, Ya أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا O you who believe, make sincere tawbah. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ That when you make tawbah, and this is a side note, I mentioned this yesterday, whenever Allah says asa, asa means perhaps. But when Allah speaks to the believers and He says asa, it actually means He will. This is the tafsir. When Allah says asa أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ Perhaps I will help you, perhaps I'll forgive you. It means I will, I would like to, I'm going to forgive you. عَسَىٰ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ That perhaps Allah will forgive your sins. وَيُدَخِلُكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ That He will enter you into Jannah. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْسِ اللَّهُ That day Allah will not make the anbiya. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ They will not make them sad. The anbiya and the believers will not be disgraced. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ They will be given a light in front of him. وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ And on their right side. وَيَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ And the people make dua, Ya Allah, keep my light going. And then, subhanAllah, as we said, there would be amongst this group will be those who committed major sin and those who committed nifaq, the munafiqs. And as the munafiq is crossing over the bridge, his light will become extinguished and he'll be stuck on the bridge, not knowing which way to go. And so he'll call out, يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ The munafiqs will call out, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا To the believers, أَنْذُرْنَا Wait for us. نَقْتَصِبْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ That we can take some of your light. قَالِ كِيل The believers will say, go back over the bridge and see if you can get a light on the other side, meaning return. But he'll be stuck. And subhanAllah, Allah mentions, and a barrier will be placed upon him so he cannot move. And then eventually they will tumble into Jahannam. And so that is why the munafiq, subhanAllah, they have a special category because unlike the disbeliever who was open about his disbelief, the munafiq, and when you learn the history of Islam, the people who outwardly expressed Islam but inwardly harmed Islam, that's why they are fi darki al-asfali min al-nar. They will tumble now into the deepest depths of Jahannam. They will go to a special place that is for the munafiq. And also, as we said, the believer who did major sins, but he's a Muslim, and he gets dragged into Jahannam, we'll see what's going to happen to him now. So they fall into Jahannam. And so now the believers crossed over the bridge. The Muslims with major sins, some of them have been dragged into Jahannam, and the munafiqs have tumbled all the way into the deepest depths of Jahannam. As for those, let's start with the believers. They've crossed over the Sirat. Walhamdulillah. And when you cross over the Sirat, that's it. You're not going to go to Jahannam now. Ever. Forever. You are saved completely from Jahannam. And this is the moment when the believer finally has some kind of relief. He knows now, alhamdulillah, I am not going to Jahannam, but there will be a little last little bridge called the Qantara. The Qantara. This is the last, some have mentioned, it is the end of the Sirat. Or some have mentioned, you know, in how a castle is, you have a castle and then you have this little bridge you must cross over to get into the castle. This little bridge, this Qantara, is the bridge to get into Jannah. And before they can cross into the Jannah, there will be a little bit of a questioning. What is this questioning? The Nabi says, when the believers have crossed the hellfire, they've come past Jahannam, they are safe from Jahannam, they will then be stopped at the Qantara, a small bridge, before entering Jannah. And there, they will be given a redistribution of injustice between them. So now amongst the believers, if there was any last little animosity, any feelings of dissatisfaction, not sin, but any kind of unhappiness with one another, there will be a settling of this kind of issue, and the hearts will be purified. And that's why Allah mentions of the believers when they enter Jannah, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ That we remove from their hearts, مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ We remove from their chest any hatred, any sense of jealousy, any sense of negativity. At the Qantara, all of this gets removed, so that the person who enters Jannah, he comes in completely with a clean, pure heart. Now, one is not punished for having certain feelings towards one another. And that is why, even though they didn't commit sin, there is a kind of cleansing that happens as they cross over the Qantara, and different people will get different levels of Jannah. And the Nabi says, once you pass over the Qantara and you are, will be now shown your place in Jannah, you would not, subhanAllah, once you cross over, you would know instinctively where my place is in Jannah, where my home is. It will be like, this is where I was meant to be all of eternity. And you didn't even need to be shown. And subhanAllah, they will enter Jannah, and we'll talk about what as they enter Jannah. And as Allah says, وَقَالُوا After this happens, when they are now done with the qantara, وقالوا, they'll say, Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا. Oh, thanks to Allah who guided us to this. وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. That all the praise and thanks be to Allah who has guided us to this. Never could we have found guidance. We could not have gotten here without Allah. Were it not for Allah. لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق. And then أنبياء came with the truth. ونودوا أن تلكم تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. And it will be said now, the messengers, meaning the angels, will say, welcome, you have inherited Jannah. Subhanallah, beautiful inheritance. Nice, something to think about. Inheritance is something which was meant for you. You know, you got it almost like from your lineage. So we were always meant to enter Jannah. It belonged to Nabi Adam, السلام. That's where we belong. And so now you are getting what was your birthright to come into Jannah. And also, you had to work a little bit to get there. So this is the believers. Alhamdulillah, we'll talk about them. And they, mashallah, may we be amongst them in Jannah. But now we go back to the believers in Jahannam. The believers who fell down the Sirat. As for the Munafiqs, they are in Dark al-Asfali. And Allah protect that they will be there as Allah wishes. As for the believers, some of the Muslims, some of those who crossed over the Sirat. And remember, we are all doing this in batches, in groups. They will cross over and they will feel so much relief. But then they will realize, hey, someone's missing. We were like in a running group, and now two or three of our members are missing. And that is when the believers would go back, almost, subhanAllah, not go back over the Sirat, but they will go back and they will call out to Allah, saying to Allah that these people are missing. And Allah, who are these people? They will say, oh Allah, our brothers, they used to make salah with us. We saw them in the masjid. And they used to fast with us. We know that they fasted in Ramadan. And they did other good deeds. We are testifying to them. And as the Nabi says, there will be no person more argumentative with Allah than these group of people that have crossed over the Sirat. They know they're going to Jannah, but now they're coming back to question Allah, why are you not giving our brothers and bring them out of Jahannam? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go look into Jahannam. Now if you insist, then look into Jahannam. And anyone who you recognize, anyone you see there in Jahannam as a believer, and he has faith equal to a gold coin, a dinar, a coin of faith, then take him out of Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will see them, that these people who made salah and they made hajj and they fasted, but they have major sins, I have not put them in the depths of Jahannam. Allah will mention that only up until their feet will be the fire. Or some would say only the heat. They will not be in the fire, but they will be in the heat of Jahannam. So even the bad, sinful believer with tawheed, Allah is not going to drown him in the fire, but he will be in a place, and of course he's still severely punished. So Allah will say, go look at those people and bring them out. And so a large group of people will be extracted from Jahannam, and they will be taken out. Then Allah will say to the believers again, go back and look in Jahannam for anyone who has half a coin of good deeds, half of iman, half a coin of iman, and another large group will be taken out. Go and take out, Allah will say one more time, a third time, go and take out anybody who has a mithqal. A mithqal is an atom's weight of good deeds. Go and take an atom's weight of a person with an atom's weight of iman, take them out. And so they will take out all those whom they recognize now. Meaning, if any Muslim who goes to Jannah can vouch for anyone in Jahannam as being a believer, subhanAllah, any person vouching and says, that man, he was a Muslim, Allah will say, take him out. Take him out. So what remains in Jahannam are people that nobody could have said they have any goodness in them. There was no outward goodness in them. That is the only people that is left behind. And the Sahabi, when he narrates the hadith, he says, and look, Allah mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah does not oppress someone, even an atom's weight of good deeds. وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةٍ يُضَاعِفُهَا وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Then whoever has a small deed of good, a small good deed, Allah will magnify it many times over, and Allah will reward him. So then, now as we said, the believers came back and took out anyone in Jahannam that we could recognize him once he said he's a Muslim, once he did some good deed, someone that could vouch for them. And the people in Jahannam, they have no one left to vouch for them. Then Allah will announce, the prophets have interceded with me, and the angels have interceded with me, and the believers have interceded with me. Now the only thing that remains is the mercy of the most merciful. And he will take, and as a manner which befits his majesty, Allah will place a hand inside Jahannam, and he will extract as many people as he wants from Jahannam. And these people, subhanAllah, how do we understand this? But we put our faith in this. A people that did not do a single good deed, but they did not commit shirk, inshallah. They did not have a single good deed, but they will be taken out of Jahannam, subhanAllah. and they will be entered into before they get to Jannah. These people, they would have been in the depths of the fire. The hadith mentions that they will be burned black like pieces of charcoal. So, because, and that's why no one could recognize them even. And so Allah will take these people out of Jahannam, and they will be thrown, Allah, the Prophet says, they will be thrown into a river outside of Jannah, which is called the river of life. Now remember, there is the Arsh of Allah is on water, an ocean of water, and all of life comes from this ocean of water. So they will be placed back into this water that brought about all of life, and upon which all people will be resurrected, will be placed in this river of life. And they will grow, subhanAllah, as trees germinate and they flourish. These people will grow and they will be rematerialized, and they will find a chain of gold around their neck. And this will be these people, a'tiq riqabana. We say, oh Allah, save our necks from Jahannam. These people will be shown, they were saved from Jahannam without doing any good deeds. This is purely as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when they enter Jannah, they will be the people of Jannah, and this is the beauty. They will not say, oh, look at these guys, they are the worst of the worst. They'll say, subhanAllah, how lucky were these people that Allah chose them, not for anything they did, purely out of His love for them, that He entered them into Jannah out of not doing a single good deed. And Allah will say to the people who come in now, go look in Jannah, go look. And whatever you want and see is for you. And you will have 10 times that, if not more, whatever your heart desires. These were people who didn't do a single salah, a single good deed, a single thing that a person could recognize. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were in Jahannam for a long period of time. And then Allah had forgiven them and taken them out of Jahannam. And that is why the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that beautiful hadith, when he came upon a city and the lady thought her child had died, and she was frantic, running around and screaming, where is the child? She thought it had died. And then when she found the child alive, she grabbed the child and hugged the child and squeezed him. And so the Nabi sallallahu looked at the lady and said to the Sahaba, can you imagine this lady taking that child and then throwing that child in a fire? Sahaba said, never, Ya Rasul, impossible. What mother would do that? And he said, Allah is more reluctant to cast anyone in Jahannam than this mother is of putting her own child in Jahannam. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He does not want to see anybody in Jahannam. And so inshaAllah, with this, the day of Qiyamah will now come to an end. The believers will be in Jannah. The disbelievers will be in Jahannam. And only the people of Shirk will be there eternally. And then we said, this very special group of people, unique group of people, they would be stuck because their deeds were balanced. Neither good nor bad. And so they don't go to Jannah or Jahannam. They are on what is called the A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf is a chapter in the Quran. And they will stand between Jannah and Jahannam. We'll talk about them tomorrow. And then we'll talk about Jannah and what's inside Jahannam. May Allah protect. And what's inside Jannah, may Allah make us to be amongst them. Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khair. Announcement, again, reminder that Salatul Layl, Qiyamul Layl, at 10 o'clock this evening. And then yesterday, the question that was asked. So Allah mentions that when the person fails the exam, his deeds are light. Allah will say, "Khudhuhu faghullu." Seize him and put a chain, a shackle over him. And this chain from his neck around his body, Allah says, how long would it be? 70 arms length. 70 dhira'. 70 arms length is the length of the... Okay. So I must first give a random maimoon. You choose a number.
18.
Number 18. Okay. Tasneem? Tasneem is number 18. So mashallah. Okay. And then as for Aisha Bista, is it Aisha Bista? No? Okay. Adnan, mashallah. Adnan is our winner this evening. And? No? Aisha Baker. Aisha Baker. Oh, Asia Baker, sorry. Oh, mashallah, okay, Asya, mashallah, you win. Jazakallah khair. And then this evening's question, what is the name of the small bridge where the believers will be stopped before entering Jannah? What's the name? Is it Ankara, Kantara, Sirat, or Barzakh? Easy one, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Just put it out. You have a question? Okay, question? Yeah, so that's why I said this hadith gives a lot of hope. What we do now, Allah is very explicit, that whoever commits shirk, Allah says, خَارِدِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمْ. They will be there eternally. And Allah alam, if He would have ever mercy upon them. But what is understood is a person who did no good deed but did not commit shirk with Allah. In his heart of hearts, he truly believed that there is one Allah, and he believed and he worshipped that one Allah. And we, inshallah, that is like the lowest. Don't get to that level. But alhamdulillah, one may then think about your siyam and your qiyam and that recitation of Quran. if such people will get to Jannah, then it gives us a lot of hope that inshallah, as bad as we are, we also have a place in Jannah. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.